Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Oh, geez, Dad, not the car again.
Oh, happens all the time with old Betsy.
Have you checked out Carvana yet? They have thousands of cars for under $20,000.
But do those thousands of cars have personality like old Betsy?
Betsy's held together by tape. And there are raccoons living in the engine.
Psh, it's a family car.
There are flames on the hood.
Ah, custom paint job.
No, Dad, the car's on fire.
How many cars did you say Carvana had?
Visit Carvana.com to shop thousands of cars for under $20,000. We'll drive you happy at Carvana.
When you save on auto insurance for driving safe with USAA Safe Pilot, you'll feel like a big deal. Even in a traffic jam. Save up to 30% with USAA Safe Pilot. Restrictions apply.
Doesn't sound like the usual mindless, boring, getting to know you chit-chat. That sounds like you actually have something to say.
Well,
why are we having these conversations? What the hell am I doing here?
Now,
here we are. Episode 4 of Get to the Good Stuff with Jack Skipper. My guest this week is comedian, podcaster, vegan, gym enthusiast,
father, son,
Holy Spirit,
brother,
Julian Dean.
Hi.
How you doing, mate? You're right.
Yeah, good, man.
You're a gym enthusiast, aren't you?
That's a nice way of putting it. Yeah.
Don't go to the gym. You're just very enthusiastic.
Just enthusiastic about.
Just hangs around the reception area.
Yeah.
Just talking to the staff.
Just sit at a bar in the gym, innit?
How are you, mate? You're right.
Yeah, I'm good, man.
So you know how the podcast works?
Yeah.
We don't mess about. We get straight in.
Let's fucking.
Are you ready?
Can we swear?
Fucking yeah.
Fucking damn right.
Have you ever been caught wanking?
Wow. You know what? Yeah.
Good, we're in.
This morning on the train. But I did, I mean, the most brutal one was it was a late night one. I was living with my girlfriend at the time, and so
I'm... Is this why you split up?
She just walked out. It's the last time I saw her. I just come and then just chased her down a pathway.
Come back, still wanking.
Chased down a pathway with a fucking kitchen roll in my hand. Sorry, babes. I was thinking about you. That photo of your mum was just fell off the side. That just fell into my lap. But I was so... It's hard to describe, paint the picture, but basically I'm on a laptop. So the laptop's on a desk. It's like an open plan front room.
You're living with
her. I'm living with her at the time. And so the laptop is in front of me. But just on the right of the laptop is the door. So the hallway is quite long. Yeah. Does that make sense?
So she's like, if she was walking down towards...
Yeah, so she had a long walk down the dark hallway. She had like about 10 metres in the middle of the night while she's getting like a cup of tea. And I'm savaging myself.
But you've got a good angle to see as well, haven't you?
No, because it's dark the whole way.
Oh, right.
So she just come walking like out the dark like a fucking ghost catch. But she just walked, like I was at it as well.
The serious one.
You know, the point of no return. Like, properly, man. I was over the hill with it. It weren't like...
So what was her reaction?
Well, she just basically she's woke up about 3 a.m. to have a cup of tea. I don't know why she.
Sorry about you. Was in the bedroom. You was in the.
I was in the living room.
Oh, you're in the living room. Yeah. The living room one, right?
And she'd come. So it was in the middle of the night. So she just walked straight past me, like confused. She probably just went. You know, when you're all tired in the night, and you walk out into the walk up the long hallway. And just walk into me doing that.
Why did you stop? Why did you have headphones on? I was like,
I didn't see her. I mean, I stopped when I saw her. I didn't care.
That's not the problem you're carrying on.
No, I didn't carry on. All right, babe. Couple of sugars in mine, please.
Did you speak about it the next day or did you?
She's making a cup of tea of her back to me and I'm like laughing my fucking head off because I'm so embarrassed.
Is it like shame or just?
I don't know, man. It was a bit of shame, yeah, weirdly. Even though, you know, like, I assume she, I don't know, you don't really. Shame. It was funny to me.
What did she say though?
She just had a confused face. Like I walked over behind her while she's stirring her tea and I went, and I'm like laughing.
I know she's trying to shrug it off to carry on as normal.
It didn't really process straight away because I'm just going at it. Because there's one thing to know somebody might wank sometimes, but there's another thing to like just walk out of a dark hallway. So you've been watching them for like 5 meters. Yeah,
she had a good walk. I'll give him a chance to stop. Still going.
So then she was just confused. I think she wanted to, and then she looked at what was on the screen, like what was I wanking over.
The screen.
But
what was on the screen?
Just a mum. No. A mum and her dad.
Just the
nice,
dad.
Nice family picture.
Just her dad on her birthday. Just
a dad
video.
Fishing. A dad in his old karate suit.
Oh god!
But
I like the way, like, because that was me. You were like, she's walked off. She's gone and made a cup of tea. I think I would have taken that as she just wants to forget about this. But you've gone in to sort of.
It had to be addressed.
Yeah.
I couldn't just not address it.
What did you say?
I just was laughing. I didn't. There's nothing to justify. I'd not done anything wrong as such.
Yeah.
It was just really. I felt shame. which is the best kind of wanks, anyway.
Yeah. It's the shameful wank. Shank.
But I just was kind of. She just looked a bit kind of what the fuck.
Yeah.
What?
So it wasn't like an issue, like a big issue, like a.
Nah, I weren't in trouble. No.
Yeah, because I've got mates who've got less like real trouble there
for having a wank.
Yeah, I think it's more to do with what it was, because if it's something completely opposite to what Mrs. is, I think, do you know what I mean? It's like, oh, I didn't know you realised you was into that.
You're into big, thick cocks.
I like the way it started off nice, this podcast, didn't it?
Sorry.
It's gone nice. No, it's my fault. It's my question, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
That was a good one. Right, should we move on?
My favourite subject. Yeah, let's move on. I did get caught by my mum once.
Oh, go on, let's get going then. I didn't realise it was going to be more.
I had the Freeman's catalogue. I was only about...
That was a classic.
Yeah, the Freeman's. But it was perched up. Like, I'm laying on my single bed. And it'd be weird if I had a double bed at like 12. But then I had the Freeman's catalogue open on the underwear section.
Yeah.
Just underwear, no people, not really. Just the pants.
Just a pair of pants.
Six pack of pants for a fiver.
Cool. Yeah, that's a good price.
I love a bargain. But then my mum just walked in and I pulled the covers over me. But obviously the Freeman's catalogue's there on the... That was the only other time I think I've been caught wanking. Yeah, but yeah, that was
it. Oh, I've never been caught.
You never?
I'm like a ninja.
Sniper.
Yeah. I'll do it anywhere. No one will ever know.
You're doing it now?
I am. I thought you'd never noticed. Never been caught. But being caught by my mum having it off.
That was with it. Not with your hand.
With a lady.
Oh.
Mum and my nan at the same time.
Your nan was nan the lady.
In. No. Oh.
She caught you because she woke up.
No, right. My nan was there.
But your mum and your nan both just walked in the door together. Yeah.
My mum went mental, but my nan was really chilled.
What happened to the prostitute? Did she?
I had to get rid of her.
Roll her under the bed.
I had to dispose.
Next to the other one.
But my nan said, my nan was chilled, and my nan went, don't worry, we've all been there. It's like, Nan.
Nan, leave it alone.
Bloody hell, Nan. Jesus. Mum went mental, but yeah, that was...
Well, because your mum kind of felt like it's in her house.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Oh, God, I did that once. I was with a girl in my room. This is when I lived in my mum's. I thought my mum was a nurse, so I thought she'd left for work.
Yeah.
And it's dead silent in the house. But I had this stupid headboard. I hate head, like, it's so annoying. And it was going bang, bang, bang. But I'd been up all night, so we'd been out like all night. So this was like the morning. So I'm still, you know that.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, bam, bam, with a headboard. And I went downstairs and my mum's in the kitchen. Oh, my God. It was so cringe.
That is horrible, isn't it? Mum.
Mum, don't.
Did she bring it up?
No, not at all. She wouldn't have.
She's made a cup of tea.
Yeah,
and you came in laughing again.
I know.
Have to explain it.
Four of my mates walked down the stairs. My old school teacher's just doing his tie in the mirror. My driving instructor. My mate slept with his therapist, but I've spoke about that on our podcast, TVI. But yeah.
Check it out.
Which is illegal.
That's mental, isn't it?
Yeah.
Surely that's good. Your therapist.
Yeah, I mean, she was a proper psychologist, like high-level doctor kind of therapist.
Is he a bit of a smoothie, your guy? Your
He definitely likes the ladies, but...
Is that what he was in there for?
No. He was having, like, quite intense therapy. He had a bit of a breakdown and stuff. And he was doing it, like, 4 days a week or something.
Struck off, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, she left the job, like, after a while after that. I think it might have been because of that.
Bloody hell. Yeah, that's bad, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hot. Yeah, he must have been... Yeah, it is a bit, though, isn't it?
It's mad hot.
That is, isn't it? I mean, there'll be definitely a Pornhub search.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Of that going on.
In my computer.
After that story. Definitely. Have you ever been in a fight? Or, / have you ever been beaten up?
The worst time I almost got murdered... I was in a kebab shop in Greenwich on Trafalgar Road opposite the Arches. That's needless details, but in case anyone knows it, it's been there forever. And this kebab shop was probably like fucking 1 a.m. or something with two of my mates, Archie and Ricky. And I'm not playing the fruit machine. I never used to plan, but I'm just facing it, kind of, you know, messing around on it.
Fruit machines in kebab shops, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's that.
And I looked over the road. So... the other side of the road, so I'm looking out the door, the other side of the main road, there's like a big drunk group of guys. One of them had long hair, but I see him look over at me and I didn't think nothing of it. So I'm looking, then I look back and he's charging in the door saying, "You stabbed my brother."
To you?
To me.
You was on your own?
No, I was with two of my mates.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
But my mate Archie's looking at the menu, like lean. You know, the counters are high, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's kind of leaning on there. And Ricky's kind of, I don't know, whatever. But, and I turned round and I kind of just took a step forward, like, what?
Yeah.
And then he pulled out this massive knife.
Ah.
Like, not a little knife, like a fucking sheath knife.
Fucking hell.
Like a big... jagged edge, shiny knife.
What did you do to your brother?
I fucking stabbed the cunt. No, really, I didn't. But R.I.P. No, really, I didn't. Obviously, I didn't. Yeah, I didn't. Yeah.
just covering that.
Yeah. But then his mate has come in behind him and trying holding him. But I swear,
you must be shitting yourself. Oh my!
But it was more like just on red alert, like adrenaline, and. I don't know if this was psychological. I mean, it was obviously psychological, but I got a sharp pain, almost like a stitch in my belly, where I thought that's where it's going to go. It was almost like a premonition. It's going to go there.
Yeah.
And so I just took his mate's trying to hold him back, but he's trying to break free. And he's absolutely foaming at the mouth, this guy.
Okay, was he pissed up and all that then?
He was out of his head on something. And his mate's saying to him, "You don't want to go back to prison." I'm like, back? Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
And then I just over the counter. I just straight over the counter, man.
Start serving up chips.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Put one of them paper hats on. Shish kebab. Hey, Johnny, can I borrow your knife? I need to slice this pitter. But then I just over the counter. Ricky over the counter. My other mate I don't know if
he was still deciding what he wanted.
Yeah. I think the whole ordeal, he was in the same position, yeah, just looking at the menu, yeah, blending into the furniture.
Have you ever seen that video over there? There's a fight kicking off in like a chicken shop, a kebab shop. As a bloke, he's got his food there, and there's this massive fight kicking off, and he carries on eating.
Yeah,
just
yeah,
watching.
Yeah,
now,
yeah.
I'd be that guy, definitely. You'll be waiting for your food, and you're starving. That's the thing. When a fight kicks off, though, it's so good, though, isn't it? When you're not involved.
The only thing with that, there's no... I ran out the back door. The back door wouldn't open. It was locked. I had nowhere to go.
Yeah.
Like, the other door next to the fruit machine leading to round the back, that the guy could have just run through there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So what was the kebab people doing?
It was such a fucking chaotic situation. I don't know. I don't know. But I threw the vinegar. I threw the fucking salt. I felt like a cornered rat. Like, I didn't know. I had nowhere to go.
Yeah.
Like, he could have come back there and I'd have had nowhere to run.
Fucking hell.
He was in the doorway, my only exit.
So what happened? How did they get defused?
And then I think his mates must have dragged him away. I personally think he was just trying to get a name or something. Or
I think whatever he was on, they get to that point, don't they, where they're just on it.
Just that, obviously, it weren't like he was a fucking wanker. Yeah. But obviously he just wanted violence and he was on crack or whatever. But he had this long hair and his blonde hair.
Did you shit yourself physically?
No, I didn't shit myself then. No,
done. You have done. Yeah. Come on, let's go. if you want. You don't have to.
It sounds like I fight all the time. I didn't. But another time I was in. When I was 18.
Yeah. It happens when you're that.
Yeah, this was like when I was 18, and this other one was like in my 20s. We went to Dingwalls, which is Camden Jonglers.
Right.
I don't know if you used to sit, but it used to be called. But I never did comedy then or whatever. So I wasn't there. So it was like a nightclubby kind of thing. You know, when there's a big group of you and your mates, like there's girls there, there's like loads of your male mates, and there's always one who's got some big mouth among you, isn't he?
Oh, I hate that.
And my mate was like drunk, and I saw him like arguing with a bouncer, and I'm in a different little group, and Ricky was there then as well, and we're talking, and then I can't remember the exact timeline, it was so long ago. So he was, next thing, I looked over this other, you know, in Camden, the bridge.
Yeah.
Over the other side of the road, so I'm just coming out the market bit, over the other side of the far diagonal corner. Yeah. It's just like a bit of a, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, not a crossroads, is it? But there's like railings where there's traffic lights, you know what I mean? He's basically leaning on there and they are just fucking pummeling him.
Oh.
These guys, like it looked bad. Like really just taking turns, just punch. Like his face was like a bloody mess. And me and Ricky were standing there and we looked over and we went, we've got to go over there.
Oh,
and we took a slow, but obviously we're running over.
Get some chips on the way.
I've got to get some petrol first.
Take a little slow wander over there.
Yeah, let's just have a little mooch.
What's the rush?
Let's just want to look at the market first.
Could stop at like an estate agent's window.
Yeah.
Oh, expensive, isn't it? Prices.
So so we jogged over to there and we are going over there to dilute some of his beatings.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, right,
there's
yeah.
so I'll many of them.
Share it about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just to take, because he was getting really, I mean, his hospital photos the next day, his face was absolutely fucked.
Okay, no.
Like he showed us the hospital photos, a whole right side of his face.
It's mental that people were just open, happy.
I mean.
Scary, isn't it?
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
how
yeah.
things that happen.
So we ran over there. I don't know what point that my bowels opened. But they opened, and but I just, I mean, it was quite...
You really just defused the whole thing. Oh, he shit himself. Everyone just scarpers.
Just started throwing shit at him. But I think, because I run over there, like, trying to help, and we did fucking, it was heroic. Yeah. We felt afterwards, we were like, swinging. It was like a barroom brawl, but I was, and then in the end, it was just too much, and I was there was a few of them around me, and one of them had my head down, so I was bent over, and this guy just kneed me straight in my body, And it just took everything out of me, man. Like, and I think that's what made my bowels open. And, but I held his leg so he couldn't pull back. And I just remember feeling this giant thigh. Yeah. Like it was a proper thick thigh.
Just holding on.
Just holding on. So if he's going to pull it back, I'm going with him.
Yeah, yeah.
But and my mate Ricky got his head cut open with like keys and stuff. And you know, I got out of it relatively all right. The only thing I had was a pants full of shit.
But they, to the hospital for that.
I read actually that...
Can you wipe my bum?
Excuse me, I'm in our knee. I need a toilet. I need a toilet and some wet wipes. But I remember on the cab home, we got one like a big cab, one of them space crews. And everyone's going, someone farted. But the reason why that happens, when you're scared, your bowels open. Apparently, like back in the old days, it was, you know, if a lion's chasing you, it makes you lighter to move.
Is that true then?
Yeah, I think so.
Is that what you're actually... Why have you shit yourself, Julian? Well, I thought if we wanted to get away, I thought it'd be quicker.
But back in those days, they didn't have pants, did they?
Most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to you?
The poo thing was pretty embarrassing.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Yeah, that thing was pretty embarrassing.
What do you find like embarrassing? Do you embarrass easily? Or do you find a little like situations awkward? Is that what you find awkward? You know, like, or is it like, you know, you get like, you fall over and shit yourself is one thing.
I think as you get older, you get a thicker skin to that stuff, don't you? Especially doing stand up, you kind of put yourself out on the front line, and you can kind of deal with life things better. Yeah. But I don't know.
That thing though, when you're trying to get sleep at night and something buggy, it gets in your head and you go, oh, that's so embarrassing.
Yeah, like, I can't, honestly. That gig was pretty embarrassing, dying on my ass.
I just do it like in day to day.
Walking through the crowd, when you have to walk through the crowd after you've had a death, like, that's cringe. I just want to get out of there. Yeah. But I don't know if I feel embarrassed. I just feel fucking irritated to get out of there.
I'd do a thing where it would just be like, I'll get a word wrong or something like that. I can misspell a word on Instagram and someone pulls me up and I go, ah, I feel like, Someone's like pulling you up on it. Do you know what I mean? It makes you feel really stupid. But little things like that get to me.
Yeah, I should have.
Oh, this is what I did. I was editing a video. You know, I do like comedy sketches. I was editing a video, and I didn't realize. Like, I didn't check the video before I edited it. So there's all these little sketches, this little thing, skipping scenes of the sketch, and then right at the end, it's just me recording myself editing the video. So it's like how embarrassing is that? So I just uploaded the video. So it's this little sketch, and then the last 6 seconds of the video.
But you could have put that out as a clip, like saying this is me thinking I'm...
But it was just the embarrassment, just me in a van, just like editing a video like, with double chin. And I thought, worst angle.
Yeah,
I know. And I just uploaded it and I looked at my phone like an hour later and all these comments going, I think you fucked that one up there. I was like, oh, no.
That's the same angle as people, you know, people do cocaine over a mirror. looking at their druggy faces, like from that horrible angle. Yeah.
They always say, don't look in a mirror, don't they?
Yeah.
When you're on psychedelics,
especially if it's like underneath your face.
Yeah, so they did it with that's one of the things about psychedelics, isn't it? They say don't ever look in the mirror.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it'll freak you out.
Yeah, it does. I've done it, like getting home from like doing LSD as a teenager or whatever, and just getting locked into the mirror.
Yeah.
Like just in your staring in your eyes.
That's the thing with LSD in it though. Like when you do it, bless you, Serge.
Bless you, man. Monkeypox.
Thank you. Should say Phoebe's not here this week. We've got a stand-in, our man Sergi over there.
Yeah, that has high fever.
Yes, sorry. High fever.
Yeah.
You'll battle through, Sergi.
Yeah, it's the first time that it gets hard. Sorry about that.
Have you got any antihistamine?
I'm waiting to receive them because I need the strong ones that are coming from my country.
You're an elite human.
Yeah, they're illegal, I have to say.
Illegal? Well,
They're legal. I just have a doctor friend that just gets them for me.
Sells you them in the alleyway.
Yeah, because I once went to the pharmacy and I was like, can I get those? And they were like, where did you get these from? And I was like, oh, I didn't know that they were so strong.
Geezer pulled up in a car and sold me them.
You can do that. When you go to places like abroad, drugs are better.
Well, in Europe, you don't need prescriptions for a lot. Well, outside of England, Europe, like you don't need prescriptions for a lot of stuff, do you? You could just go and buy some antibiotics.
If you go like Thailand, you get antidepressants.
Yeah, yeah.
Just over the counter.
Oh, really? Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Okay. Give what you want.
I mean, you need them in London more than Thailand.
I think they're fine over there. Yeah. I think they're all fine. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not a problem. Do what you want. Have you done ayahuasca?
Yeah.
What's that like?
It's intense.
I've heard it's intense.
Yeah. It's beautiful, scary. It's everything, man. Yeah.
Because I do think there's this thing, though, where people say, they do it, and then they feel... But at the end of the day, it is still a drug, isn't it?
I
don't think you get hooked on it.
No, you can't get hooked on it. I fucking can't.
Yeah.
It's the same with like other psychedelics, though. I don't think I can get hooked. Once you've had a heavy night, you don't want to be doing it again anytime soon.
I think that when you do like the psychedelics when you're younger, with like, say, the raving people.
You're doing it for the hallucinations.
Yeah, and I don't think you're in the right... No. Situation to be doing it, do you know what I mean? It would take one little thing to freak you out, wouldn't it? And then it's like, I'm having a bad one.
It did, like, when I was 17, we did a penguin trip on the Friday night. Penguin, it was called. Like a LSD.
Oh, I think like she went to go and see some penguins.
went to London Zoo.
Went to London Zoo for nuts.
But and then on the Saturday night we did a brown microdot. So probably the penguin was already in our system. But I'd left home at 17, so I had my own like place that didn't really know how to look after myself probably. But like, and the brown microdot, we couldn't talk. It was so strong.
Yeah.
I just sat on my bed. There was four of us with my head on the wall, just looking up at this wall. And like just in my own, no one could even interact.
Yeah.
And then the sun came up, and we slowly started to like. Everyone had been on this crazy journey, and the next day, like I felt like I had so many epiphanies in that night.
Yeah, it's the day after feeling. Though. Yeah. That's the thing. In the moment, it's a bit.
I went back to college. I made amends with my parents. Like it definitely changed me.
I think so. I've done it. I've done it sort of like in say more adult life, and it's sorted a few things out for me. Definitely. Because what I say, when you're doing it when you're younger, you're not... Say, you're just doing it for the...
See, I didn't know it had that kind of power, so it kind of just took me on this journey and my whole life, and I was getting perspective on things, different angles. It was mad. And the next day, I just was like... I'd changed, and I knew it inside, you know what I mean?
But it's that thing of... You do get that thing as well of, like... That sounds a bit hippie-ish, but it's that... You get that universal feeling, that connection feeling, that they're like...
Yeah.
I remember like thinking, like after it, ages after it, looking at my kids and, like, thinking about... thinking about things through their eyes, their perspective, where they're just like... Wow. Because you get so, when you're an adult and a parent and all that, you get all like, you're old and crappy.
You can get trapped in the kind of rules and stress and what you need to do and the order and like the fucking
I like things like watching my kids eat.
Yeah.
Because their brain is going, they just got food. Just putting the food in the mouth with like cartoons on. And you just think that's just so peaceful.
But they're the moments in life, not to sound corny, but. You know, on your deathbed or whatever, they're the moments that are going to be there in your mind.
That's it.
Not the moments where you're fucking having a wank. You know what I mean? Like, they're the beautiful moments.
I mean, depends how good the wank was, to be honest.
I should have come on that other bit of porn. I should have watched that.
Those you know, holding granddad's hand.
Yeah.
Just remembering his favourite wank.
Keep it going, innit?
So, let's do the drunk question then. Let's talk about it. I'll tell you what we'll talk about. You're sober, aren't you?
Yeah.
Sobriety. Yeah, because I'd done it for 6 months.
Oh, when you did TVI podcast, yeah. You were sober for 3 months, I think.
Or yeah, I got to six and I fell off the wagon.
How was it going back to it?
I think sometimes you do need, like, when you got like.
That's a good 6 months, isn't
six
it?
6 months, but
as you're
my thing
alcoholic.
Weren't ever like. Yeah, but that's the thing. Mine weren't the thing of like drinking. I think it was drinking too much. I'd only like drink on weekends and things like that, but then it would be. I think sometimes you just need like a little, you get to a point where you're drinking too much in one go or something like that. Mm. And I felt like I had like a little, it was like a circuit break. Do you know you're used to, that's the way, so then when I went back to it, I could just have a couple and leave it.
It's good.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I think.
You've got to be in control of it, eh?
That's it. I think that's the difference when you ain't in control.
So many people ain't, man.
No, that's it. But it's just mental that I was thinking this, right? Do you know you get like, sight, like you can get like, you know, you get like the middle-aged women do it a lot where they make jokes about drinks and they go, oh, it's wine o'clock.
Yeah, do you know what I mean?
Like, they do all these and they have like little things in their kitchen, like little slogans that say, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I make gin disappear. What's your superpower?
Yeah. Exactly.
But they're making light of it. But you're thinking like, it ruins lives.
Kills millions, you know what I mean? Of people. Prisons are full up because of it.
Exactly. But
families are destroyed.
But yeah, I say you wouldn't get like a sign in your kitchen, oh, crack o'clock.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
My superpower's making crack disappear.
Exactly.
Up my ass when I go abroad.
That's my point, though, isn't it? It's like, it's just one of them things that is so, just so normalised, isn't it?
I know. But it is. Yeah. If it was invented today, it would be a class A, wouldn't
it?
Alcohol.
Definitely. But I remember like being like late teens, watching adults drink, thinking, I can't wait to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the. Did you like that?
I weren't actually. Like my mum used to have like my mum still does like one glass of wine in the or half a glass every night, and I remember tasting her wine as a kid and like, oh god, I just weren't. It weren't really. I got into smoking like weed and hash mainly as a teenager. Yeah. I started drinking relatively late, really late teens, 20s.
Oh, okay.
I got into it. Yeah.
But was it? So did you? Was you while you did stand up? Was you?
Nah, I gave up. I gave up about 3 months because I went to kind of get help for it and stuff. And these meetings that I went to, you do 90 meetings in 90 days. But then. But at the end of the 90 meetings, my first stand-up gig, I couldn't have done it drinking. Yeah. So it all coincided, me getting sober and doing stand-up.
Yeah. So you do watch people flourish when they, you know, you watch people.
That's great, man.
It is like inspiring to do it. Because I did it, I was drinking when I first started stand-up, right? And that's why I quit, because I think I had a big session at the weekend and I had a gig on the Monday, Tuesday, and I just bombed. Because I just weren't, you're not. It's like a job, isn't it? It is a job, isn't it? Stand up.
It's a job.
But you want to be on form. You wouldn't do any other job.
I know.
But some people do. They can have a few beers. And
a lot of comics do because it's kind of like it's a job, isn't it? But social, it's fun, isn't it?
And but I think I get sloppy.
And you get free drinks and stuff. I've never done it after a drink.
No, but I've done it. I started doing it when I started drinking again. I just found myself sloppy. On stage, I just found myself like, and even if it went well, I couldn't really remember what I was doing. That
I
was
think
good.
Some comics it might lend itself to, like you know, when they spin yarns or you know what I mean. It might that drunk kind of, I don't know, but not. I mean, I haven't drunk for years and years.
How long?
About 7 years. But before that, so that was a 2 year. I kind of was drinking. That's when I did the ayahuasca and the psy. And kind of smoked a bit of weed. In that 2 year window, 7 years ago, that ended. Before that, it was 7 years sober as well. So I just had 2 years kind of out of it a little bit. But there was no real dramas. I did feel that when I drank, I still had that in me though. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. I knew I couldn't drink like properly. Responsibly.
That's the difference, isn't it? Is the addict is like, it's what that one drink does to you.
Yeah.
It's not saying, I drank five bottles of wine.
Well, they talk about like alcoholism or addiction being like an allergy, you know, like one in 10 people have got it. And like once you have that first drink, it sets in the phenomenon of craving.
Yeah.
And you need that second one. Like there were so many times that I thought I'd go and just have one. And that's it never happened.
No, it never happens, does it?
Over like 5 years, it never happened once, but it's like amnesia you've got.
Yeah.
And you still think, oh, but this time, so you're trying to conquer it yourself.
Yeah.
You're trying to think of, you know what I mean? I can like assert my willpower over it.
Does it spill into other aspects of your life, like addiction to other stuff?
Yeah.
Because you know, my one is at the moment, it's like, because I do like online comedy, like being on the phone too much, man. And I drive myself mad, and it is like that impulsive, I'll say to myself, oh, I won't look at that for a bit. And I'll pick it up, like, oh, fuck, I've just done it. Without even, it's like, you don't even think. You just pick it up and look, and then you think, oh, what am I? Because I think as well, when you're sort of, say I do have a video blowing up and get millions of views, and it is a nice feeling.
On Pornhub.
On Pornhub, yeah.
Oh, I've seen it, yeah. Because my girlfriend walked in.
But you do, it's like that little dopamine hit.
Yeah,
so saying, well, you look at it, ooh, that's doing well. And you keep going back to go, ooh. I think it's the same as drinking or whatever, isn't it? You just go, you need that little hit, that little feel of, ooh.
Yeah, yeah. It's a little dopamine release. Yeah, but is. I think alcohol, like I think everyone who did heroin and cocaine and crap would get addicted. Yeah. But not everyone who drinks gets addicted.
No.
Do you know what I mean? I
wonder why that is, though.
I don't know.
Because I am definitely one of them people who, once I start, I can't stop type thing.
Mm.
But I think, because I just, more the inhibitions though, isn't it? You think, this is fun, this is...
That was me when I first started, yeah. Like, because I went from smoking weed, playing computers at my mate's house, to then going to the pub. And once you drank, though, you're more confident. Yeah. Like, I thought I was the best version of myself. And
you're not, though. That's the thing, isn't it?
I mean, it weren't... Like, I thought I was, like, the life and soul for a few years, but then I was just ended up being, like, the liability.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And because have you ever been... Like, when you are sober and you're around drunk people thinking they're hilarious, they're just annoying.
I can't do it. it really...
Especially when they're coked up as well. That's a,
oh, my that's God. A, and they got white bits on their mouth and they're talking to you. I vomited once when someone did that.
Because of the white...
Yeah, bits. Like, he's talking to me about this long-ass story. So I've bent down to do my shoelace up just to get away from him, and he'd come down with me, like, still in my face. I ran to the toilet and vomited.
They are horrible, though, aren't they? Is that, it's just that... Just bollocks, just talking absolute bollocks, you know what I mean?
I wouldn't mind, but it's just... You're just listening to white noise. It's so inauthentic.
Yeah, because I remember I did. I went to a football game with me, my brother, and my cousin, and... usually we'd be like, we were the three, we'd be drinking together. I was sober and just, I was not on the same wavelength as that. There was in the car on the way home, I was driving them home and they was laughing and having a great time. I was thinking, oh, just want to drop them off. You know what I mean?
Cause
I'm not on this. I'm not on this.
I know. If I'm doing that, like, I'm not really around drunk people. At gigs and that, you just go home. I could just go home after my gig anyway. What's your most embarrassing situation you've ever been in?
Oh.
I can't believe you've never been caught wanking.
Oh, no.
You need to live more dangerously.
That probably is the pinnacle of it, isn't it?
Depends who by.
Because I think of these questions, like, and I try and ask myself, and I can't think. And sometimes I'll think of it, and I'll go, oh, yeah, I'll remember that one to say. But then...
Embarrassing ones.
My ones for me are the ones where they're not even... I can't even bother to explain it, because it's like, it's not embarrassing for other people. It's just... what I find embarrassing, right, is if I think back... to like a conversation, like we were just talking about, where I've been drunk or something and I'm banging on or something, and I'll replay that conversation in my head thinking,
drunk like or cocaine conversations. I still cringe now about ones that 15 years ago.
I'll do this thing like on a session, I'm back at someone's flat and I'll be going really deep into my childhood or something, and I'm going, and next day I'm like, I didn't even know that person.
I know.
And I'm
over friendly on MDMA or something, really, or like
over exaggerating stuff and going like,
That's why those drugs are the worst. They're so self-indulgent.
Yeah.
It's so fucking toxic.
Coke is like the most popular drug out there, isn't it? It's like the
probably
shit.
I know.
Most people want it, and it's just that people. And it's funny when you watch people on it, and no one's listening to each other.
No.
Everyone's just talking over the
waiting
top of
each other. For the gap when they can fucking.
No one's listening.
That... Me.
That's all it. But those are the things. Those for me are the most embarrassing things. Where it's next day, I'll be, just go, you know what, mate? You know, I love you, man. and doing all that sort of stuff.
Look at me. Look
yeah,
at me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I love you.
Because you know what? Me and you, like, we go fucking way back, don't we?
Yeah, I know.
Oh, just now.
Oh, I feel like vomiting now.
We only met him at the club that night.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Things you've been through together, bruv, you know what I mean? And your mate's been into it, and the next day I was like, ah,
just in a nightclub, disabled toilets, doing coke with a dealer. Yeah. And like, yeah, what we're going to do, we're going to set you up. Like, you've got like business plans.
Business plans.
Oh, just, my God.
Oh, no, I've done it before. Where been on one, right? Get home, right? Think of a business plan or an idea, write it down, right? And then wake up next day, look at it and go, oh, what?
Take a match to that straight away. Watch the smoke go into the sky.
Yeah, yeah. Those are horrible, aren't they?
Like, imagine taking that to the bank.
Yeah.
You've done your business plan. Yeah, it's just written on a bus ticket.
What have you guys just written down? Socks for hamsters.
Yeah.
It's a rubbish idea.
It's so funny. Go on Dragon's Den.
Yeah, they should do the coked up version of Dragon's Den.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just get a load of blokes, think of ideas, and go on.
Dragons have to go to a nightclub toilet and sit there and listen.
I'd watch that.
That'd be so good.
I think we've got an idea there, I think, Julian. But, right, I think we should wrap it up. That is, thanks to my guest, Julian Dean. Everyone check out Julian's and Carl Donnelly's podcast, TVI. It was, you know what? I'm going to say, during lockdown, that helped get me through that podcast.
You're welcome, man.
I'd love listening to it.
It's TVI, Two Vegan Idiots.
TVI. What's the at on the Instagram?
It's at WeAreTVI.
Go and check them out.
Patreon.com/WeAreTVI. Instagram at TVI.
Oh, I've...
at WeAreTVI.
At WeAreTVI. I've set up a Patreon as well.
Nice.
I'm thinking... yeah, if you're a fan of the podcast, you're enjoying the podcast,
might
show
sign
it
up, mate.
Some support. I'll put like extra content on there from this. And you know what I might do actually? I'm thinking like some sketches Wanking I put bits. Up on TikTok and Instagram. They get taken down because they don't. They go against guidelines, community guidelines.
I've heard that.
So yeah. I'm going to put them on Patreon.
Perfect.
So if you want to check out the.
That's a good idea.
The stuff that's not
I'm
allowed.
I'm going to start doing exactly that.
There you go.
I've only got about three that haven't. Yeah. Past the guidelines.
Yeah, I think about three, yeah.
Because there was a penis in it already.
It's you wanking over a fisherman. your father-in-law. But yeah, so check that out. Thank you, Julian.
Thanks for having me, mate.
And
good to see you.
See you later. Bye.
Bye.
Nice one, man.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.